We're talking with Dr. Ty Lawrence from West Texas A&M University. Ty, you're here at the Southern Plains Beef Symposium. You're talking about something called Prime One. What is that?
Ron, this is an innovative approach to build a new breed of cattle backwards. Rather than beginning with the male and female that you like visually and mating those two, we're beginning with the carcass that we prefer in the end and building the breed backwards.
The name is rather intriguing because in the industry, when you start talking about prime beef, you don't normally think about yield quality one.
Yes, sir. So prime beef is a rather rare opportunity we have in our graded beef system, particularly in the fed beef world. That would be about 4 to 5% of all beef graded currently. Moreover, the prime one carries the name one at the end, one referring to the yield grade of one. That's about 7% of our graded beef right now. So if we put those two together, they occur at a very rare rate. Actually, it's 0.04% of fed cattle will be prime and yield grade one. So that's the carcass that we begin with as we build this breed backwards.
So kind of walk me through what you're doing, your steps that you're actually doing right now.
Sure. So once we find a carcass, we sample it, take a small muscle tissue sample, and it's tissue banked, and then that sample is also sent off for DNA analysis, and we're sorting through the carcasses to try and find not only the ones that were prime and yield grade one, but furthermore the ones that have a genetic propensity to be a repeat occurrence of high yield and high quality simultaneously. Once we find one of those animals, we have chosen to clone it. And thus far, we have cloned three carcasses, and we have five live animals from those three carcasses on the ground at our ranch at West Texas A&M.
So you're actually getting live animals from those carcasses?
Yes, sir. it's very cool, very fun, great experience for our students and the industry in general.
So got live animals, got some beef on the hoof, on the ground. What do you do next?
So the next step is to see if we can generate progeny that have a greater propensity for quality and yield simultaneously. I'm going to call them distribution shifters. So about a little over a year ago, we bred our original bull, Alpha, to our three heifers, the Gammas, Gamma 1, Gamma 2, and Gamma 3. And we now have 13 full siblings on the ground that were the progeny, that are the progeny, of a sire and dam, both of whom were carcasses and have now been cloned.
So the hope is, will you actually take those 13 animals, to slaughter then at some point? Or what's the plan for those animals?
So a portion of those 13, technically some of the bulls, now steers, will be fed out and slaughtered to see what happened. The remainder will stay as intact sires or dams, potentially being the nucleus of a further breed as we build this thing.
So this is what we would probably call a composite breed, right?
Definitely. This is not any one purebred line. I can tell you right now that the two the cloning that we've done so far, these are not purebred animals. These are already composites of multiple breeds, and so whatever we end up with in the end will be a composite of any number of breeds.
So what's the vision? What's the kind of the goal you got way out there in front of you?
The vision, A, is can it work? So as a scientist, and more particularly as a meat scientist, I'm interested in the quality and the yield of red meat products in the very end. And so this is a very unconventional approach, but that's okay. We need unconventional sometimes in this industry. Can we build a breed of cattle in which we could provide sires, semen, dams, embryos, and you put those into your herd, and they shift the distribution to higher quality and higher yield simultaneously? That's very unique because muscle and fat are antagonists, and moreover, quality and yield are antagonists of each other. So that prime yield grade 1 animal is a rare breed, just as is a standard or no-roll yield grade 5. Those ends of the distribution do not occur at a very high frequency.
So the desire is that perhaps you would make available to a general producer down the road a few years a bull, a sire that maybe could move his heifers, the progeny of his, you know, the offspring of his heifers rather dramatically.
That's very correct. So we're hoping to be able to provide some inputs, genetic inputs, that would allow the beef industry the opportunity to shift higher quality and higher yield simultaneously.